FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and today is 10/24/18. Well, lots of things happening. Exploding, burgeoning cannabis sector. We're going to get to that in a moment. As always, be a part of the show and write us, kl@carrielutz.com. Well, the person you're about to hear from, financial expert, radio person, he's a financial guy. We've had him on before. It's been a while. His name is Adam Mesh. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Kerry. Thanks so much for having me on. Happy to be here.
A pleasure. So we've seen this cannabis sector grow like a weed, ha ha ha, pun intended. But look, basically, if pot doesn't grow on trees, it grows on stalks. And anytime you need more of this stuff, you plant some seeds, whether you're doing it hydroponically or you live in Hawaii or California, it doesn't matter. There's an inexhaustible supply of this stuff. How can any of these stocks be any good for the long haul?
There's also an inexhaustible supply of liquor, right? Barley.
Very true.
You've seen liquor companies grow to multi-billion dollar, if not more, companies. And I think weed right now is like buying alcohol when prohibition ended. You don't have to smoke it to make money in it. And whereas crypto, I faded and I never became an advocate of because I felt like I didn't understand how there would be value in the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I understand blockchain technology, but it didn't make sense to me. This makes sense to me. It's a viable product. It's something that a lot of people need, gravitate towards, not need, but, you know, benefit from. And I think it has a lot more staying power. I really look at it in terms of comparing it to crypto. And whereas crypto for me was fleeting, this is going to be lasting.
Yeah. Interesting you say that. So, and that is a good analogy, or to tobacco for that matter. But, you know, there's only a few tobacco companies. There's a bunch of liquor companies, but there's only four or five major ones. Are we going to see this in the cannabis space where we get an oligopoly and then thousands of other little kind of craft home producers? Like I would liken them to craft brewers of beer. They're not really a existential threat to Budweiser or whomever owns them, the Belgian company that bought them out, or Miller or Heineken, which Heineken is getting into the space. But are we going to see this huge concentration? And if that's the case, then we need to be kind of gearing our investments for that likelihood.
I think with any business, when you remove regulation, you see the creativity of the business owner grow. And I think anyone anywhere will tell you that. And as regulation gets removed, you're going to see so many different types of ways of using marijuana. Mm-hmm. As an example, they have oil, which you could take. The other day, I had a backache, a neck ache, and someone's like, oh, you should take this new oil.
CBD.
And it was, yeah.
CBD
and
oil.
It was, put it under your tongue before you go to bed. It relaxes you. And I was like, I'll try that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see different forms and different ways of using it. And I just would say, don't underestimate the creativity of a business owner, an entrepreneur.
Okay, so we've got a couple of different sectors here of the space. So we have the medical, which is, it's kind of emerging now slower than the rest because very little research or meaningful research was done on marijuana because it's been outlawed since the 30s. You know, they had to give those federal agents another job after prohibition ended. That one, though, apparently there are legitimate treatments. Hey, they've been giving pot to people who getting chemotherapy for years and years. So we can only look forward to that increasing. Then we've got recreational, and the stuff does grow on trees. And then there's other types of things. I would call it other developments, markets yet to be developed. You better off in the medical market where there's going to be less price flexibility. Prices are more inflexible. We know that margins always run higher in medical stuff because purity and other regulatory concerns. So is medical a place to be, or recreational, or both?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Egypt is on the verge, once again, becoming a world-renowned gold producer. The Golden Age is being rediscovered. For millennia, ancient Egyptian kingdoms prospered from unparalleled riches. Pharaohs built their empires and flaunted their abundant wealth that was made possible by the country's resource-rich gold deposits. Despite this rich history, modern Egypt remains one of the most underdeveloped gold mining countries in the world. Aton Resources is at the center of the modern Egyptian mining world, diligently working both as the only public exploration company in Egypt today and as the advocate for mining reform with the Egyptian government. However, those that arrive early, like Aton, will reap the best rewards. Aton's discovery of the legendary lost mountain of gold at Rudruin and its current aggressive drilling program there could potentially reap those rewards. Aton Resources is focused on its 100% owned Abu Marwat concession in the Arabian Nubian Shield, located 200 kilometers north of Sentimin Sakari's world-class gold mine. Aton possesses first-mover advantage in the underfollowed jurisdiction of Egypt, which is currently undergoing mining reform. To stay on top of Aton's latest drill results and news, go to AtonResources.com. Aton trades on the TSX-V under the ticker AAN and on the OTC under the ticker ANLBF.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
I probably don't know the answer to that yet. I think the market will create the demand, and we have to see, now that they're able to do both, you know, what will be more popular. If there's no regulation, I would assume that recreation will become more popular because there's more use for it. You could use it for any reason versus a specific medical need. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in terms of the benefits of medical marijuana versus other things, I think it will grow. I think they'll both grow. Which will grow more? I guess if you say, tell me there's no regulations, then it would be recreational. I really compare it to alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you looked at alcohol and prohibition, and you think, oh, well, now that anyone could drink, the price of alcohol will go down. But I mean, if you go to Manhattan and you want to order, you know, a Macallan 18, that's a $35 drink.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about with the creativity of the entrepreneur. You know, a Macallan 18 is infused in a cherry casket and aged 18 years. So it has a specific taste that people are willing to pay for because it's exclusive. Why can't the same thing be done with cotton candy flavored marijuana, aged 3 years to perfection for the perfect taste? You know, we've seen tulips become incredibly valuable, right? Not, we haven't seen that happened before our time, but you know, that's what I mean by the marketing and the creativity. And if LeBron James is saying, this is what I smoke before I play every game, basketball weed, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows where it can go? And that's what I mean by I wouldn't bet against the creativity of the entrepreneur. So I would say recreational if you're telling me there's no restrictions.
Right, but there's going to be. We know that. There has to be. Because, look, you don't want your pilot smoking a joint before he gets on the plane. You don't want your air traffic controller. You sure as heck don't want your doctor or dentist being stoned out when they're working for you. So there's going to be regulation. Plus, hey, let's not forget, Adam, this is a huge tax opportunity for the government. It's not going to balance the budget, but it sure will make you feel better about the deficit, because even if you can't cover the deficit, at least you'll be intoxicated, right?
Right. There will definitely be restrictions. But again, that's just like alcohol. And we've seen that if people are responsible, then alcohol is going to sell.
Yeah, alcohol is going to sell. So it's an emerging market. But the other thing is, in theory, you can say with alcohol, you can imbibe and not get intoxicated. All right. The end goal of consuming alcohol for the vast majority of people isn't to get drunk. Maybe it's a very mild, low state of intoxication, but there's flavor aspects. There's a social aspect to it. With marijuana, recreational, there's only one purpose for doing it, and that is to get intoxicated. So does that matter from the standpoint of brand building? Because I don't really care if this stuff came from Afghanistan, Lebanon, or from a hydroponic garden in California. As long as it gets me high, that's my end goal here. So does that make branding harder to accomplish?
Yeah, I think some people would say they want to take the edge off, but that's a good point. But, you know, in terms of alcohol, all it's meant to do is kind of relax you in the same way. You know, there's no benefits to alcohol other than, like curing disinfection or something if you pour it on a cut. The benefit of having a drink is entertainment value, social value. But, you know, listen, I'm not even a pot smoker, so I'm not coming from the standpoint of I like weed, everyone's going to love it, it's going to be great. I don't like it, you know? I don't enjoy it. That's just me. There's going to be other people who don't like to drink. It's the same thing, but I think there's going to be enough of a market. But again, it's all about regulation. You remove regulation and the entrepreneur will flourish.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's it. And hopefully they won't screw it up. You know, in California, I was out there recently and I was just observing the scene, and there's a 15% excise tax on THC marijuana type products. And then there's a sales tax. So the government's charging you 23% plus for, actually it's more than that. I think their sales tax is like 26% tax on the legal stuff. I mean, isn't this an example of a state really screwing things up?
I mean, it's just like the lotto, you know, they'll let you do whatever you want as long as they get their money.
Yeah. Is that it? So it's the price of admission and that's it.
Yeah. You know, that's why it's going to be legal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense. And do you think it's going to be legal in all 57 states here, Adam, or are some states going to just choose not to legalize?
Case by case basis. I don't know. I assume that when you see your friends making so much money, you'll want to jump in.
Yeah, well, there were dry states and dry counties for many years after, I mean, for decades.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be some holdouts, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think New York will be one of them.
I don't know. You know, I go back and forth on it. On the one hand, I think a state like Texas, conservative, et cetera, but, you know, more the majority of the inhabitants of every state have at least tried cannabis, and the number of regular or occasional smokers, much less of a percentage. But the fact that so many people have utilized it in the past kind of makes me believe that it's going to be different. Look, there's no more conservative state than Alaska, and they were one of the first to legalize. So
Yeah, good point. So I think the trajectory is up, and I like to view it from an investment perspective as, am I comfortable holding it? Is it something that I'm willing to participate in? And the answer is yes. Not, you know, like I look at stocks, I think they could still lose half their value. We've seen a sell-off since it became legal in Canada. But, you know, I think long-term you're going to see, you know, rallies along the way too.
But definitely. Do you see any stocks there that kind of pique your curiosity now?
Well, Tilray went for a wild rise from 13 to 300. Now it's back down to 100. I'm not going to buy it because it could go to 50. But like for me, Kronos was one. They're involved with, you know, MedMen, which is really popular in Manhattan. It's supposed to be like the Apple of weed. And so like Kronos is something I got involved with. And for me, it's comfortable because there's a low floor. The lowest it could go is zero and it's trading at 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it went to zero, I'd be comfortable.
Yeah,
you know, that's how I look at it. If I lost all my money, would I be comfortable? That's how I invest in that space.
Yeah, you know, one of the problems is that the hucksters, the scammers, are definitely getting into the space. I see them all the time, and you have to be wary of them. What do you think is the biggest tip-off that you're dealing with a scammer in the cannabis space?
Well, I think it's a good point, like you said, too, though, in terms of investing in marijuana in general. Well, I say don't bet against the entrepreneur. You don't want to bet on every entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I think you want to look for where the smart money is going. You know, us as individuals don't have the time or resources to vet these companies the way we should. But if you see like major institutions putting money into a company, countries signing deals with a country, then it legitimizes a little bit more. And it's probably a more comfortable play. So I'd say follow the smart money. Don't try to be a renegade.
All right. I think that's sound advice. Hey, Adam, it's always great to have you on the show. Just tell us, where do we find you these days? Best website, best show.
You know, I have a marijuana insider report we've given out. If any of your listeners send me an email, adam@adamesh.com, the question report, I'll give it to them for free, okay?
All right. That sounds great. Hey, where do we find your radio show?
Oh, it's my website, adamesh.com. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks. It's been a pleasure. Hey, Questions, comments for Adam, myself, kl@carrielutz.com is the email address. Twitter feed @CarrieLutz and Facebook page Financial Survival Network. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much. I'm getting on a train. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.